The more an organization embraces diversity, the more successful it is likely to be. That was the message of a Vancouver University professor and theologian who conducted a dialogue in Anchorage yesterday on race and diversity in the workplace. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Margot Bellamy helped organize Dr. Martin Brokenleg's week-long series of appearances in Anchorage. By Thursday, Bellamy could not have been more pleased with the results.
It had the impact that we wanted. We did not want people to feel assaulted in any way with diversity. We wanted them to, wanted it to be delivered in a way that make them be reflective and help them to be motivated to do whatever they want to do in terms of making our community a kinder, nicer, gentler place.
Bellamy directs the Anchorage School District's Office of Equal Employment Opportunity. She's actively involved in Anchorage's Community Diversity Project. The district is just one of several organizations and groups seeking to promote community dialogues on race and diversity. In the past, they sponsored panel discussions. This time, they decided to bring in an internationally recognized specialist who would address and facilitate various gatherings, classes, and work sessions. On Thursday afternoon, Brokenleg conducted a two-hour dialogue on race and diversity in the workplace in the Anchorage Assembly's meeting room at City Hall. It was packed. Brokenleg told the group no matter whom they work for, a diverse organization enjoys practical rewards.
Whether that's religious diversity, racial diversity, age diversity, all of those qualities that are human differences, we actually have documentation that the offices that serve their purposes best are always diverse offices because they have a variety of viewpoints and a variety of skills and abilities in their office staff.
Brokenleg noted that for some of us, such workplaces can produce challenges.
What we want to see in an individual who does well in a diverse society is that they have a commitment to the idea of living with difference, that they understand themselves in reaction to the tensions that difference creates, because it always creates a degree of tension and discomfort, that they understand that they themselves are likely to be resistant to the change that diversity requires, and that they nonetheless are able to deal with the various conditions that their colleagues have. So we want to see a person who has broad social skills, but who is committed to this ideal, really an American society, that all people have a place and all people have a right to work well with one another.
Brokenleg is currently Director of Native Ministries and Professor of First Nations Theology and Ministry at the Vancouver School of Theology in Vancouver, British Columbia. For 30 years, he taught at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as well as counseled students, served as a correctional institution chaplain, and participated in alcohol abuse counseling. He's conducted training programs throughout North America, including previous appearances in Anchorage, as well as in New Zealand and South Africa. Brokenleg is an enrolled member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. The cornerstone of Brokenleg's approach to interrupting racism and antagonism toward diversity are honest, thoughtful relationships, no matter how much we may seek easier methods.
What we tend to do in the current technological explosion in American society is think that technique and technology will somehow handle all situations, but they can't handle human relationships. It's only humans reacting with one another and relating to one another that improve human relationships.
During the session, Brokenleg brought up the proposed and controversial Equal Opportunity Ordinance scheduled for public hearing at the Anchorage Assembly's June 9th meeting. The proposal would amend municipal code to include sexual orientation and veteran status, along with race, religion, age, and physical or mental disability. In the environment of Brokenleg's session, some felt comfortable enough to express doubts about the ordinance change. Others responded politely. The discussion did not produce agreement. But Brokenleg would contend that just the fact it occurred and its tone was an important step to becoming a truly diverse community. This is Len Anderson.